Either not much, if you're burning wood or anything, well, you've not got too much in your pipes, because if you got a good fire, it burns it pretty well up. But you've got it down in the stove, you've got to clean that out.
Yeah, sure.
That was back in the stove.
Now, what kind of things did you sit on in the...
Well, most of them had chairs. That chair you're sitting on there, I guess, is 7,500 year old. My kin folks made that.
Is that right?
They used to have a little factory up here on, in this, Stewart Hill, we call it, but in this district. And they made those. They made them out of hickory, and you bend them, you know, and different kind of wood. I guess that's why those.
Yeah, it's beautiful wood.
And that's the comfortable chair. Mm-hmm. And it's been that way, I guess that's been made for 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
70 year old. And you rebottle now. They used to make splits, you know, and rebottle. Now this is rebottled here out of, rebottomed out of some kind of twine.
Uh-huh.
That agents used to get and learn people how to do that, you know, and these...
Yeah, it's kind of woven.
Woven in there. Yeah.
Now, what about a piece of furniture like that? What would you call it?
That's some of a settee, I reckon, or a lounge.
Uh-huh.
I guess lounge would be more appropriate.
Uh-huh.
And my wife, we put in there years ago, so if you don't got tired and want to lie down there a while, you're tired.
Did you ever call that a sofa?
Yeah, something similar to that, a sofa.
Now, in the bedroom, what kinds of things did you have in the bedroom besides the bed?
Well, you had a, what you call a dresser, you know, something to mirror in it, and a lot of drawers to put things in, you know, and bedding, and that you get in those drawers and things like that sort. And, of course, you had a mantle on every room is what I call a mantle there, and you put things up on there and have them convenient, things of that sort. Of course, you had a chair or two in your room where you slept. And then you sort of a wardrobe or somewhere to hang your clothes.
Yeah. Now, would you call it a wardrobe, whether it's movable or...
Yes, they're a wardrobe, whether they're movable or not. You see, you've got them built in nowadays. Now, of course, they used to have them. Maybe different. You had one you had to buy as fixed for that purpose, and you move it in, you know, move it around.
Right.
But anymore, they build them
just like little rooms.
Yeah.
Like now they're called something else too, besides wardrobes. They call it a closet. Now, what I wanted to know, what I was wondering, is that's the same thing, and you just as soon call that a closet as a wardrobe?
Yeah.
Has to be the same.
Yeah.
That's what I was. Okay. Yeah. I was wondering, but all the tables and chairs and beds and things would be all different pieces of...
Different kind of wood, maybe, made out of them.
Yeah, but you'd call it a... you'd call all these things pieces of...
Yeah, tables or wood or something of that sort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some people have more different kinds of furniture than others. They have... maybe different names or different...
Did you ever hear furniture called plunder?
Plunder. I seem like I have. I never thought about the name, but I guess it would be classified sort of like it.
Mm-hmm. What else does that word mean? Does it mean anything else to you?
Well, it seems to me like it sounds a little bit like everything is kind of plumbered up. Could you is in your way or something, but I don't know if it would be that.
Well, you're talking about things that you didn't use any longer, like furniture that you didn't use any longer.
That would be plunder.
Okay. And if you had a room in the house where you kept stuff like that you didn't really use for anything else, would you